Genre. Expository text gives information about real people and events. As you read, note new or surprising information about Mexico's presidents. Question of the week. What is the job of the President of Mexico? All About the Mexican President by John Herring. How do you get to be President of Mexico? Well, every 6 years, there are presidential elections. The leaders of the national parties put themselves forward to be chosen by the people. As well as being the leader of a political party, there are a few other rules to establish who can be elected. You have to be a Mexican citizen. At least one of your parents must also be Mexican. You need to have lived in the country for more than 20 years. You have to be over the age of 35. The rules are also clear about your religion and any connection to the Mexican army. You must be independent of the church and the military. This is because it is the president's responsibility to act on behalf of the whole country. One last thing. You can only be president once. After 6 years, it's someone else's turn. One person who didn't follow this final rule was Porfirio Díaz. He was a general in the army and then a politician. He managed to be president 7 times and for a total of 31 years at the turn of the 20th century. Other Mexicans in politics at this time were in despair. They waited and waited for Porfirio Díaz to keep his promises and give up power. However, it finally became clear to them that the change was not going to happen easily or peacefully. So, toward the end of 1910, a revolution began. It lasted for several years, and one result was the establishment of the Mexican Constitution in 1917. The country was now a republic. That meant the Mexican people had more of a say in their nation's business, and things were made more balanced and fair for everyone. However, then the Institutional Revolutionary Party, the PRI, ended up controlling the country right up until the year 2000. How did it change? Well, with the PRI coming into power again and again, it seemed to many Mexicans that the old system had ended up being replaced by a new one that was just as frustrating. Had the revolution been a waste of time? By 1988, there was an appetite for change. 3 men stood for election. Salinas was the main PRI man who was sure to win. However, there was a rumor in the north of Mexico, after some other elections in the state of Chihuahua, that another of the 3, Cárdenas, was in with a chance of winning. Cárdenas had been part of the PRI, but broke away to become the leader of a new party. On election day, the computers collecting and counting the votes mysteriously broke down. When they had been fixed, they revealed that the PRI had won again. Instead of provoking another violent revolution, Cárdenas solemnly asked the country to keep the peace. Eventually, 12 years later, a party that was not the PRI won the presidential election in Mexico. Vincent Fox, president number 55, won his election in 2000 and was president for 6 years. The 56th president in the history of the country was Felipe Calderón, who took office in 2006, and the current one is Enrique Peña Nieto, who again is from the PRI party. Do you know what happens when a president begins his job leading the country? Apart from all the daily tasks involved in the job, which begin once a winner is declared, there is always an official ceremony to celebrate the changeover from one person to the next. The president who is leaving holds a sash, a brightly colored cloth in the 3 colors of the Mexican flag, red, white, and green. He hands it to the leader of Congress while the new president swears an oath. This oath is a promise to obey the Constitution, which, remember, was written in the middle of the revolution in 1917, and to be a good leader, respecting the wishes of the nation. Once this is done, the new president wears the sash. Imagine what kind of place the president of Mexico gets to live in. In Chapultepec Park, in the middle of Mexico City, there is a huge castle. People may have seen inside the castle without realizing it, because it has been used as a movie set in the Hollywood movie version of Romeo and Juliet. However, things are not always as they appear. Nearly 100 years ago, the man who was president decided that the castle gave the wrong image of the presidency and that it was too vain. It seemed like the president was showing off. He decided that he would live in a much simpler place. The replacement building was also in the park, and it was called the Ant Ranch. Its name was changed to Los Pinos, the pine trees, or the pines. And it is still the official home and workplace for the president right now. What do you think the president does when he gets up in the morning? He probably brushes his teeth and has a shower, the same as you and me. Most world presidents are known to do exercise in the morning before they start their work, and they also try to fit in some time with their family as much as possible. In reality, although being a leader is seen by all of us as an occupation with power and glamour attached, it is a very serious job to have so much responsibility for millions of people, both in Mexico and around the world. The truth is that most of the president's time is spent in meetings with other people. He has to delegate to men and women he trusts for all the major decisions affecting the country. While in Mexico, he has meetings with all his advisors and receives visits from the leaders of other countries. Of course, the president gets to travel himself sometimes too. The president is surrounded by people who work with him, and sometimes against him, in his daily tasks. Like most democratic nations, the president forms a cabinet, which is a set of leaders and advisors. They work on all the issues that need to be planned for and carried out in the running of the country. Some examples are schools and education, doctors, hospitals, and looking after people's health, and, naturally, the taxes that the government needs to collect to pay for those services. The president is able to choose who his cabinet members are, but he, or she, more about that later, mostly picks them from the set of people elected to the Congress. Congress has two parts, the Senate and the Chamber of Deputies. It's complicated, but it all works somehow. One of the really important aspects of the president's work is to manage the relationship of Mexico with other countries around the world. Some of these neighbors are very demanding. The president also tries to look after Mexicans who live abroad. Have you noticed how, on all the previous pages, it is always how the president does his job, and sometimes he wants to spend time with his family, and so on? Why don't we say her job and spend her time? Mexico has had 57 presidents, up to and including Enrique Peña Nieto, although it's counted as only 21 if you start from the revolution in the early 20th century. All of them have been men. This is not just a situation affecting Mexico. The majority of democratic countries have not elected a female president in their history. Look at the USA, Russia, and China, three of the biggest. To be fair, many other nations in America have had female presidents, or heads of state with a different title, like prime minister or governor general. They include Chile, Argentina, Costa Rica, and Nicaragua. Women were not even allowed to vote in modern democracies until around the time of the revolution in Mexico. It's just a matter of time. Presidents usually go down in history for the great or terrible things they did during their time in charge of the country. Some of them have a reputation for being vain or cruel, for example. Often, it is only by looking at the other things they did in their lives that we get a sense of who they were as a human. President Salinas loved horses and had been one of the riders on the Mexican national team in the Pan American Games in the 1970s before he was president. He now lives in Ireland, in Europe. Vincent Fox had an unusual job before becoming Mexico's president. He used to drive a truck and deliver bottles of soft drinks. From these humble beginnings, he worked hard, and within 10 years had become the chief of the company in Mexico. His leadership must have been a howling success, because those drinks became the top-selling drinks in Mexico while he was in charge. Now, what happens after each president has served his 6 years? As we saw earlier, it is written in the rules that you are not allowed to hang on or try to get elected for a second time. Officially, the president is allowed to keep his title until he dies, even though there will, of course, always be another living president who has taken over from him. The ex-president is also given a pension from the state to live off. Some of the recent presidents, who are still alive, have decided not to live in Mexico for complicated reasons. Leading such a large country through periods of strong political change in the last 50 years means they can become unpopular and feel safer away from the limelight in another country. One president who has kept a high profile since ending his time in office is Vincent Fox. He has really enjoyed sharing his opinions online, especially criticizing the president of the USA, and he has over 1 million followers on Twitter.